Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And do you have a word of advice for graduating seniors? We have set up a webpage for your one word of advice for new college graduates. One word. Is it plastics? Sunscreen? What's your one word of advice for graduating seniors? One word. Go to WNYC.org and post your word. We'll read some of them on the air and take some calls on this in about 15 minutes. Click on Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org for your one word of advice for graduating seniors. Okay, I've got to seat the customers, get their orders. Come on, chef, get cooking. Okay, the order's ready. Other people need their order taken. Okay, got to bust these tables, got to get those people seated. Oh, excuse me, I was just playing Diner Dash, that video game that was created right here in New York. And though you'd think New York-built video games would be a dime a dozen, you'd be wrong. While the business has exploded in the past few years, and of course there is the new Grand Theft Auto based right here in New York, though they call it Liberty City, New York has not become a video game industry hub. And according to a recent report, it could and should. So with me now, Tara Colton, Deputy Director of the Center for an Urban Future, a New York-based think tank. She's also the author of Getting in the Game, a report which takes a look at the video game industry in New York. Tara Colton, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And Wade Tinney, he's the founding partner of Large Animal Games, a New York-based game company. He's also chapter coordinator of the International Game Developers Association New York chapter. That's a mouthful. Wade, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
So, Tara, what made you want to try to quantify the city's video game industry?
Well, for a number of years, the Center for an Urban Future has been focusing on industries that have the potential to diversify and grow the city's economy. Given the recent downturn and the over-reliance on Wall Street, we really thought it was a smart idea to take a look at a sector like the video game industry that has the promise for such growth in both jobs and revenue in the years to come. It seems like something that is perfectly suited for New York, given the creative workforce that we have here, all the film, entertainment, and advertising agencies we have. Just seemed like a great growth opportunity, like the ones we've looked at in sectors from the creative economy to air cargo to biotechnology.
How many game companies are here in New York, and how many people do they employ?
We estimate in our research that there are about 30 game development companies. So those are the folks that are actually coming up with the ideas and developing the games themselves, and about 55 other companies that do everything from sound effects to animation. They work on the business side of game development. And that is something that's really notable because even as recently as 5 years ago, you could probably count the number of video game companies in New York City on one hand.
That's pretty good. I mean, that sounds like the beginning of a hub already. 30 game development companies sounds like a lot. 55 firms involved in some aspect of gaming. That's a start. Is it more than a start?
I think it is, and I think that's something that's important to realize when talking about New York's game industry is that we've really carved out some niches for ourselves. We're smaller on the whole than other gaming hubs like Seattle or San Francisco. We only have about 1,200 workers, but we've really made a name for ourselves in several subsectors of the field, particularly what they call casual games, which is something that Wade's company produces, as well as games that are played on cell phones and a new part of the industry called serious games, which are games that are used for educational or training purposes.
And Atari is here, which created Grand Theft Auto.
Take-Two created Grand Theft Auto.
Which is also here,
mm-hmm.
though, right?
Yeah, they're both here.
So there's already a presence. Wade, do you want to tell us about your company, Large Animal Games?
Sure, yeah. We've been around since 2001. We're an independent game developer. As Tara mentioned, we primarily focus on what are known as casual games, so really games for a mass market audience, games for all types of players, not just your kind of stereotypical, male 13 to 30-year-old.
Not
gamer.
Just Nintendo Wii's and Xboxes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we do our games do end up on those platforms, but first and foremost, we're developing games for either that are downloadable through the web to your PC or that you play right in your web browser, and then sometimes those games get ported to the consoles through their downloadable catalogs. But the main thrust for us is we're trying to reach a very broad audience. Most of our gamers are women. Most of our customers are women, probably about 55 to 60%, and most of them are over the age of 30.
What kind of games do women most typically play?
Well, I mean, I think that you see a much greater diversity of themes. I mean, at the top of the segment, you were playing Diner Dash, and
right.
That's a game about a woman who leaves her job as a executive in the corporate world and starts up a restaurant and is kind of wearing all the hats in that business and growing the business, and there's a whole franchise built around that. We've made a couple of bowling games. We've made a game about traveling around the world on the professional bingo circuit. We've made a game about bird photography. So there's the great thing about the casual space is that it does really open up all these interesting possibilities for new themes that haven't been
seen in games. You got to tell me about that one, because it's that time of year. What's a video game built around bird photography?
So that's a game called Snapshot Adventures, and we worked very closely with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. It's a game in which it's actually a mystery. The backstory is a mystery. Your grandfather, who was a famous ornithologist, has disappeared, and he's presumed dead. His plane went down over the ocean, and you find a shoebox with his old field guides and his journal and a camera and his binoculars. And so you set off across the country. You're meeting all of his friends who happen to be editors and photographers at different birding magazines. And along the way, you are taking pictures of birds. All the challenges in the game are, you know, get a picture of the American robin in flight.
Yeah.
And so you're in either parks or forests or at the beach in different scenarios, and you're trying to get pictures, the best picture you can, to meet challenges that these different characters put before you.
You're not killing anything? You're not destroying anything? What kind of video game is that? You call that a video game?
You know, it's funny. Every time I'm at a conference and I tell someone about these games, they're always like, is there a gun? You know, could I shoot these birds? But no, I mean, this is it's just a game about taking great photos of birds, and they're all, you know, accurately modeled. We've got real bird song that we got from Cornell, and then as a separate component to the game, you can also design your own bird and release it into the world, and all other players on the internet that are playing that game will see your bird, your kind of custom bird that you created. And we've had about 500,000 birds that have been created by players.
We have a few minutes for some phone calls, and I wonder if we have anybody listening right now who happens to work in the game development industry who wants to talk about whether you think that New York could become an industry hub, and what you think some of the obstacles might be. For Tara Colton from the Center for an Urban Future, the New York-based think tank, which has authored for them, Getting in the Game, a report which takes a look at the video game industry in New York and its big potential. And Wade Tinney of Large Animal Games, also the New York City chapter coordinator of the International Game Developers Association. Any game developers listening right now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I think we have one in Gabe in Manhattan. Gabe, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
So we actually, I'm a CEO of a small game company here in New York, I know Wade, called Remember Me, which is RMBRME. And I actually started a game-related company in San Francisco and moved here 2.5 years ago because I really like New York as a place to live, and then started a new company here in New York City, which is a fairly unusual move. No, I'm not alone. And I think the community here is very interesting. It's really close-knit. People are doing some very interesting and dynamic things. It's got a long way to go before it gets to the size or scope of the Bay Area or Seattle. But it's a very interesting and very, very intellectual group.
So, Tara, that's really interesting. And, Gabe, stay there for a minute because I want to follow up with you. But Tara, he's talking about certain characteristics of the game development community here that might be different from a San Francisco or a Seattle.
I think that one of the really exciting prospects for growing New York's video game economy or video game industry is the characteristics we have here that make it New York. A lot of the games that are created, whether it's about bird watching, or we talk about a game in our report called The Shiva, which features a rabbi solving a murder mystery.
Whoa.
These are quirky, independent, unique games that really embody the spirit of New York. I think there's a lot of similarities comparing the kind of games that are made in New York to the film industry. New York will never be Hollywood, but we have a thriving independent film industry. I think the same is true for the video game industry.
Gabe, do you see any particular impediment to developing New York as a hub, tax structure, or anything else?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, it's obvious that New York is an extremely expensive place to do business, and that's particularly true, you know, as far as real estate and you know, being able to hire high-quality development talent is concerned. And, you know, the one thing that I often point out to people as an entrepreneur from the West Coast who moved here is simply that, you know, New York does not have a very supportive entrepreneurship climate, and it would be great if the city's leadership got more serious about helping small technology startups, including game companies, to thrive here.
It's amazing because New York is founded over the centuries on both kind of social consciousness but also entrepreneurship at the same time. Did you have any policy in mind, Gabe, when you said the city should, you know, encourage entrepreneurship more?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you walk around and you see those banners all over Manhattan that say, you know, New York fashion capital of the world, New York media capital of the world, mm-hmm. and what you rarely see any entrepreneurs being held up purely for the success of their entrepreneurship, you know, in that model. And, you know, I think entrepreneurship is a, you know, is an art form, you know, on par with any of the others. And if we want to celebrate that and make people feel like, you know, entrepreneurship is a valuable trait here in New York City, then we should raise the profile of entrepreneurs.
Gabe, thanks so much for calling in, and good luck with your game company. Tara, you were nodding your head.
Yeah, I think that one of the best ways to grow the industry, to grow any small niche industry in New York, is really to promote it and herald the successes of the games and the companies that have grown here. I mean, companies like Wade's and several others in New York have seen unbelievable success, and you'd be surprised how many people and the breadth of the audience of the folks who are playing these games. So I think that more can be done to promote New York as a center for gaming, whether that is through advertising on city streets, but also New York currently doesn't have a formal presence at any of the major game trade shows, whereas if you go to those conferences, you will see booths for Maryland, Wisconsin, Louisiana. Why not New York? Why not plant a flag and say, hey, there's something happening here, you should come check it out?
Wade, any reaction to your friend Gabe there?
I mean, I think it's a great idea, promoting entrepreneurship, and Gabe is certainly a great example of an entrepreneur who's set up shop in New York and is doing fantastic things. I think that promoting entrepreneurship and also, and alongside that, promoting the type of investment that has led to such a vibrant startup culture on the West Coast. You know, we've had dialogues with investors on both the West Coast and the East Coast, or in New York specifically, and it's just astonishing the difference in approach. On the West Coast, it's much more about the ideas and kind of getting started quickly and being first to market, and there's risks being taken every day. In New York, it's a much more conservative investor environment, and you know, they're looking for
safer returns.
They're looking for safer returns, and they're looking for, you know, a 50-page business plan and all these things that are just impediments to kind of getting started and getting something going.
You mean you want people with money to say, gee, you seem like a creative guy, here's $100,000.
Well, I mean, I think that there's something in between the 50-page business plan and that, but I definitely think on the West Coast there's a greater import put on the strength of the vision, the team, and the ideas.
We have just a few minutes left with Wade Tinney from the International Game Developers Association, the New York City chapter, and Tara Colton from the Center for an Urban Future think tank, which came out with a report saying New York could be a video game development industry hub. Now, here are two moms who both have sons studying to be video game designers. Sue in Morris County and Holly in Manhattan. Do I have that right?
Yes. This is Holly from Manhattan.
And Sue, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Holly, you first. What's your son's story?
He actually worked
at
the Cambridge area, and he works for Turbine, which develops Lord of the Rings online. But he's from New York, and he'd much rather live in New York. And so I'm really heartened to hear that they're starting a, you know, video businesses in New York. I think that's great.
In other words,
he
would
call and tell him.
Right, he call and tell him, and he could, but he couldn't find the jobs here. He found them in Boston.
Cambridge area. Yeah, he could have also went to the West Coast, but he's not really crazy about going there either. He wants to be in New York.
And Sue, can I get Sue back up here? Sue, your son?
Yes.
Is what?
He's a freshman at NJIT.
New Jersey Institute of Technology, and
he is studying. His major is computer science, but the concentration is video game design. And I'm pretty happy to hear that when he's finished with his studies, he, you know, possibly could have a job and a career in New York City, because I wasn't too sure about this as a major, but according to your show, this could really be taking off.
So you may not lose your son to Massachusetts like Holly did.
Right.
Sue, thank you very much. Now, Tara, people may be, some other parents listening right now may be surprised to find out that video game development might even be a college major.
A growing number of universities around the country are really stepping up their efforts and making this more of a focus. The universities in New York deserve some real credit, especially Parsons, the new school, and NYU and Columbia, that have really made gaming part of their curriculum. We talk about that in the report, that more universities are offering game-related programs than ever before. But one of the things that I do think is an interesting and important part of the discussion, and this may have contributed to the mother's son's decision to go to Boston, is that none of the universities in New York City offer a specialized technical game design curriculum. There are great programs, especially at Parsons, in the content of game development, but we don't have something that really trains people in the technical side of it and feeds them into the jobs. That's a big absence and something that I think the universities should take some steps to address.
Wade, you went to Parsons, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You got an MFA in interactive designs.
That's correct.
And does that is that gaming specific?
Well, at the time it wasn't gaming specific, although there were they had brought in some faculty from the game industry, and there were a number of students who were working on games. I think since that they've increased the game portion of their program, and I think the report mentions that, you know, about 10% of the thesis projects from the graduating class this year are gaming related. So I know that Parsons puts a huge emphasis on games, and in my mind, those are kind of the most difficult and interesting interactive design problems.
And before you go, Tara, you have a quote in your report from a game company employee who says, "I trip over three or four 3D artists on my way to work every day, but I can't find a good mathematician to save my life." And you need that for game design?
Yeah, you really need a surprising breadth of skill sets for games. It's not just people drawing the characters and coming up with the concepts. You really need someone to do the back-end programming, some of it which is very specialized technical work. And a lot of people who may be avid gamers and may have those skills are getting snapped up by financial companies or ad agencies that can pay them a lot more. Building a game at the very basic level is not that different than a lot of the programming that goes into large financial database systems. But it's hard to make the argument to someone who wasn't trained in the city necessarily, hey, take a major pay cut and work in games.
All right. One thing that could replace some of those Wall Street jobs eventually down the line. We thank Tara Colton, Deputy Director of the Center for an Urban Future, which, if you don't know it, is a New York think tank that does a lot of stuff on New York's economy. She's also the author now of Getting in the Game, a report which takes a look at the video game industry in New York and its potential here. And Wade Tinney, founding partner of Large Animal Games, a New York-based game company, and the New York chapter coordinator of the International Game Developers Association. Thanks a lot, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, actually you can start calling now with your one word of advice for graduating seniors. One word, 212-433. WNYC.